With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Weather forecasters have the red flags up. They're using a relatively rare high-risk designation to warn that a major tornado outbreak appears likely today. It's the highest category they use, the high-risk area home to about 2.5 million. Correspondent Julie Walker.
It includes parts of Tennessee, Arkansas, Missouri, Kentucky, and Illinois. National Weather Service meteorologist Frank Pereira.
There is the potential for numerous tornadoes, as well as damaging winds and hail.
He says rain is also a concern.
That region is going to be experiencing several days in a row of very heavy rainfall, reaching perhaps historic amounts.
At the same time, heavy wet snow is forecast for the Dakotas and parts of Minnesota. And then the severe weather moves east for the weekend. I'm Julie Walker.
Also at SRNNews.com, the death toll in last week's Myanmar earthquake has grown. The number now moving past 3,000 as the massive cleanup continues. President Trump has dubbed today Liberation Day. It's the day he's announcing sweeping trade tariffs. White House correspondent Greg Clugston with that report.
During a Rose Garden ceremony, the president will impose reciprocal tariffs to match the duties that other countries charge on U.S. products.
We've been ripped off by every country in the world, friend and foe.
Ahead of this afternoon's announcement, financial markets have been jittery and many Americans have rushed to buy products they fear will rise in cost as a result of the import taxes. Greg Clugston, the White House.
And on Wall Street, stocks have been up and down. Ahead of the announcement, the Dow is now ahead 128 points, the Nasdaq Composite adding 100. This is SRN News. A new poll looks at faith and gender differences.
It comes from the Pew Research Center, and it indicates that 59% of men in the U.S. identify as Christian versus 31% who say they are followers of no particular religion. Most Christian men are evangelical Protestants, 23%. Amongst women, 66% identify as Christian against 27% who are unaffiliated. Most Christian women, also evangelical Protestants, 24%. Women attend church more than men do, and they pray more as well. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Supreme Court appears to be leaning toward a Catholic charitable organization, fighting the state of Wisconsin in the latest religious rights case to come before the court. The justices on Monday suggested that the Catholic Charities Bureau should not have to pay unemployment taxes because the work of the social services agency is motivated by religious beliefs. Wisconsin exempts all religious groups from the tax. This is SRN News. The Chinese military announcing large-scale drills around Taiwan as it again warned the self-ruled island against seeking formal independence. The joint drills will involve Navy, air, ground, and rocket forces. Heavily armed gang struck a city in central Haiti on Monday, seizing control of a local prison. BBC correspondent Leonardo Roca reports.
From what the authorities are saying, it's really getting out of control. You have this coalition of gangs called Vivansin. They are the ones who stormed this police and prison compound and freed more than 500 inmates. But they're different gangs and they're fighting in the streets of the city. They set up their base at the high school in the city. Many buildings have been destroyed. Reports of real violence. Many people left, and as you mentioned, others have set up their own armed militias to fight the gangs.
More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.